You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day and the week, and therefore it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, we were talking enthusiastically about a bit of corporate news this morning called EOH. And I remember distinctly you were saying there's some really big bids coming in at 10 Rand per share. And then suddenly, 37 seconds later, it was 9.70 trading and offered. But I understand it rallied quite smartly. A chap called Dave Hazelwood put something out, 11.39, I think it was, the price I last saw.
Yeah, the closing was 11.40. So, I mean, hats off to those who sort of called the bottom there. Up 1.6%, up 18 cents, which is significant if you think the low was at 9 Rand. So, with everything with stocks, one of the best traders here will always tell you the way to make money is markets overshoot on the downside and the upside, and that's when you have to be careful. And 9 Rand this morning, someone was panic selling. But as the afternoon dragged on, it's pushed itself back towards 11.40. There's a lot of chatter on Twitter, certainly, about the stock. And I think people taking the view that they've got results on Tuesday. They've played open cards with the market, perhaps for the first time in quite a few, perhaps 18 months or the previous management. I mean, it's ugly how badly that business has been run. You just wonder what on earth is going on. But Mr. Van Kool is in place there, as we spoke about this morning, and the market getting some comfort and saying there can't be any worse shocks come Tuesday. They've given us all their dirty laundry. Let's give them a benefit of the doubt. The stock has been knocked a long way down, so buyers slowly coming in. As I said, close at 11.40, turnover of just over 3 million shares. It's 32 million rands worth.
Okay, so I mean, it's still a tiny amount of money, but the point is that what we've got here, Greg, if you're a technical trader, and if you are patient and you wait for stocks that are completely undervalued or completely overvalued, and you can also use your charts on just on certain occasions, there are certain patterns that work. And the pattern that always worked for me, and you don't get it very often these days because of 24-hour trading, was the island reversal. But we've definitely had a reversal pattern on EOH today, a new low. A new recent low, a new multi-year low, and the stock closing up. So it's not a key reversal, but it's a reversal. And if you are into that sort of stuff, yeah, this is a really good sign.
Yeah, shaking out the weak holders. And on the share net, most viewed shares, it's there. 22% of the views have been EOH. So a lot of eyes on that screen, a lot of people trying to assess which way the share price is going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about the company apart from the fact that I knew a chap who lived in a village in the little Karoo, and he was an EOH employee, and he had a beautiful home, and he did all his work from there, and he was a fine fellow. I mean, a really good quality, whatever he was, IT specialist, and I think they've still got a good business. So maybe that 9 Rand was the last of it for a while.
Yes, I mean, I think the strength of that business is the intellectual capital of the people that are working there. I know they do a lot of outsourced work for Vodacom, you know, specialist IT people, which, you know, Vodacom don't want to employ full-time, so they approach someone like EOH and outsource that particularly part of their business. But, you know, highly skilled, highly rated. I suppose the thing with that type of value in your intellectual capital is that those people could leave, but certainly, the quality of the individual working there, highly spoken of in the markets.
We were talking about the similarity between the Dimension Data story all those years ago and EOH, its current story. And although the business models were different and the circumstances were different and there was a different attitude towards tech stocks in those days, whether it be locally or internationally. But there was another stock that I've suddenly remembered. It was also quite glamorous in the wrong sort of way. Specialized outsourcing. You just said they outsource stuff. Do you remember specialized outsourcing?
I do remember. It was a fellow by the name of Dave King.
There we go.
And I don't think anybody ever really understood what the business did, but it also went from about 4 or 5 Rand a share up to 80 Rand a share. I mean, I think that's when those JSE, well, they probably looked at the overseas stock exchanges, but he was selling a lot of his own personal shares to the local institutional investors. And in those days, you didn't have this directors' dealings disclosed. And I think that must have given the authorities here the wake-up call. And obviously, they just copy the Toronto Stock Exchange rules quite But they then made an announcement from now onwards, all directors' dealings have to be announced on the stock exchange service within 24 hours. So Mr. Dave King, we can thank for that. And when it first came out, we thought, oh, it seems really unfair. But it has been a wonderful thing for brokers to follow, the various trades that happen. Just specialized outsourcing, one of those mysteries of why people rushed in and bought that share. And fear of missing out was a big thing in those days.
Yeah, it was going up, so I've got to buy it. It's going up, so I need to have some of that. I don't know why it's going up, but I want it to go up on my account. And he also, Dave King, is a great football supporter. And he was, a director or a significant shareholder in a team from Scotland called Glasgow Rangers, Greg.
Yeah, you know that you've made a lot of money out of the JSC. If you're taking your rands and buying a stake in Glasgow Rangers, you really have done well. And my understanding is he was from quite a humble background. I'd like to buy shares in Manchester United at a significant level that I could go to the players' box after the game and have a kick around on a Saturday with them. But he managed to actually fulfill that sort of boyhood dream that most of us have got around football and actually buy a stake in his favorite team. He did run into problems with the receiver of the SARS at some point, but it's a story for another time.
What were they, Glasgow Celtic supporters?
I think so. They were just concerned that he hadn't made his contribution correctly.
Well, we can't speculate. I mean, the jury's out on that one. Greg, today the banks on the JSE were down 0.5%. Financials were down a bit. Industrial shares were 0.5% higher. Retailers were flat on the day. Resources, 0.4% to the good. Gold shares nearly 1% down. Platinum stocks 0.75% weaker. The all share itself up 0.4%. The closing price for the day and the week ahead of next week's short week, 58,405 was the close. And a very skinny 14.1 billion was the value traded. Let's have a look at the stocks that really caught the eye today, Greg. Top five major moves according to sharenet.co.za. I've got something called Globe Trade at the top. What is that?
Got no idea.
No idea what Globe Trade is. No, up 16%.
It's printed at 36 Rand, and which was up 16%. You probably find it's one of those low volume shares. But yeah, I'm scrolling through all the G's here. We're not getting a lot of luck.
Don't worry about it.
You
do know a bit about telecom. That's the next one on the list. That was up 4.2%.
I found it. Global Trade.
What does it do?
See, the code is GTC. I don't know what they do. But it traded 2,200 shares at 36 Rand. It buys for a further 5,000 shares at 33 Rand, and there's no sellers at all. So you just wonder why these things list. And if the 36 is the correct ruling price, then you've got a market cap of 17.4 billion.
Wouldn't happen on the FTSE or on the S&P 500. Greg, Telkom up 4.25%, ShopRite up 3.25%, AVI a 3% gainer, and Dis-Chem up 2.75%. Anything there?
I'll tell you the Telkoms, the chatter is all the old sort of hardened grey-haired traders are all saying Telkom's too high and shorting it. And it's again on those stories when people are saying his shares are short and what's it doing up at these lofty levels? And, this division can't be profitable and Telkom's a dinosaur. The share price continues to amaze. 78 Rand 49. No one can give a proper explanation on why. There is some talk in the market that they might be selling off some of their property portfolio, which is quite significant. I think they got the Hillbrow Tower. But you see, it's up 3 Rand 18, 78 Rand 49. Made a high of 79 Rand 24. So it may be a position of a short squeeze. But certainly there's been no news out. The results are out in May. We'll have to wait for that.
Okay, and on a thin day, what we've got here is some retailers doing well, i.e. Dis-Chem and ShopRite. And on the downside, I've got Northam at the top, a platinum stock, of course, Anglo Gold, a gold stock, but Truworths and Pepkor on the downside.
Yeah, Pepkor is quite interesting because obviously people know that Steinhoff is in trouble and they've got a 70% odd, but might be a bit higher, stake in Pepkor. Which there might be a book build at some point. I mean, I've been told it's still months in the planning, but the share price, one of the underperformers in the retail space because of the possibility of a big overhang of stock. But certainly in the retail space, all things being even, that would probably be my pick, the Pep call.
Okay. On the other markets outside of the JSC, we've got the Rand coming back. It was 14.06 when we last spoke, and that was at 9.30 this morning. We've now got the dollar Rand at 13.93, British pound against the Rand 18.26, and the euro Rand 15.77 with the euro dollar 1.13.20. Look at that. The euro doing quite well. That's quite a big move. It was 1.12.20 2 days ago, now 1.13.20. So the euro doing well against the mighty greenback. If you have a look at the overseas stock markets, the Dow Jones, another brilliant day. 26,327, up 185 points, Greg. The FTSE in London up just very slightly. And let's have a look at the gold price. Gold is 1293, barely changed. The platinum price is 894, up $2 an ounce. Palladium up 16 to 1348. And the oil price is up 59 cents per barrel. That's Brent crude in London at $71.98. This American stock market just doesn't stop.
Yeah, I'm just trying to quickly look up the all-time highs, which, if my charts are right here, is about 26,400. So we're about 100 points off all-time highs on the Dow. So incredible times, really. And I mean, generally, the JSC has kind of been left behind. We haven't participated in the bull market, which the Americans have experienced. Certainly, I think our all-time high on all shares around 62,000. Currently at 58,400.
Yeah, but nonetheless, in the first quarter and a bit of 2019, the JSC All Share Index, Greg, with the NASPERS weighting, of course, I think it's up around about 17-18%. It's not bad.
Yes, could be as much as that, yeah.
I reckon it is. Next week, it's a short week because of something called Easter. And then the week after that, there's a short week. And then the week after that, I think you've got the May the 1st thing. So there's a lot of short stuff coming up.
There really is. I mean, yeah, we've got that long weekend, which is the Friday off the 19th and the Monday the 22nd. And then, the Saturday the 27th is unfortunately not a public holiday. But fortunately, the 1st of May, which is a Wednesday, so that'll be a shortened week.
Workers
and then,
Day.
Of course, the 8th of May, which is the following Wednesday, we've got the elections. I should have mentioned it's a public holiday as well.
And it'll have to be a public holiday. They should make it two public holidays. What day of the week is the election? What is May the 8th?
Oh, Wednesday. Right.
That's so stupid.
The hump day.
Make it a Friday or a Monday, for goodness sake, so people get a long weekend. What are these people thinking? Do they not think? Doesn't the Minister of Public Holidays actually sit down and think about these things, whoever he is?
Yeah, the productivity slow down because it'll affect everybody. I mean, we see it with broking, with clients that you would normally talk to, which are down at the beach or hitting golf balls around. It's difficult to get any business done when you've got, but it's almost going into almost a December type thing. And already the volumes were in April, and already the volumes are dwindling, you know, consistently below sort of 16 billion. It is a cause for concern.
Greg, it's a Friday and no one's listening. Who are you going to vote for on May the 8th?
I'm going to go with my old favourites, the DA.
Yes,
not perhaps in love with them as I was before, but there's just not another choice, really.
I'm going to spoil my vote. Greg, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for all your contributions today and all week. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.